Where you really came from. Being connected to the cosmic mind is built into your nervous system. You were born to see light and hear sounds. Those abilities can also be traced to your nervous system. Specific areas will light up when music vibrates your eardrum, and fireworks glow in your retina. But the cosmic mind has no specific location in the brain. How do we know that the cosmic connection is real, or that it is doing anything for us? A skeptic might point out that the lives of countless millions of people contain misery, poverty, and violence. Even the most fortunate lifetime will be visited with accidents and disasters along the way. The skeptic will ask, "Of what earthly use is your so-called cosmic connection if it can't relieve the difficulties of everyday existence?" For our answer, we have to look deeper into the setup of mind, both individual and cosmic. We mentioned that some things can be changed while others cannot, and in a third category belong things that may or may not be changeable. In fatalistic societies, such as medieval Christian Europe, God was thought to be so powerful that the individual had little room to improve his lot in life. The present era, by contrast, is filled with aspirations. People seek not just self-improvement, but total transformation, which is why the notion of a conscious universe is taking hold right now and with such force. Such a universe is constructed to promote the expansion of consciousness in the individual. On that basis alone, we can talk about change and how to achieve it. Think of the world you are familiar with, a world of family, friends, work, politics, leisure time, and so on, as a self-enclosed system. Within this system, the parts fit together and hum along, giving little hint that there's a larger reality outside the box. If you are unaware of this larger reality, the potential for change is limited by what is allowed in your world. You can't change what you aren't aware of. Therefore, the conscious universe might as well not exist, because it has no effect on your daily life. Skepticism would be a normal, natural response if someone told you that you were connected at every second of your life to cosmic mind. Now, consider the opposite extreme, an existence marked by total detachment from worldly things. Someone who has arrived at complete detachment, a yogi or Zen Buddhist monk, let's say, has no allegiance to how events work out. Good and bad, pain and pleasure, no longer generate the response of wanting more of the good and less of the bad, more of the pleasurable and less of the painful. The human nervous system is infinitely flexible, and any of us could embrace such an existence, with its pure, peaceful stasis, if we had a mind to. We would be free of any system, but at a cost. We would renounce most of the things ordinary people passionately pursue, because in our detachment, change is meaningless. To gain or to lose is the same. As spiritual as this may sound, to renounce the world may be just as divorced from cosmic mind as living a totally worldly life. Which leaves the third option, where some change is possible and some isn't. We can call this the evolutionary choice. Because your life is driven to seek more awareness and to enjoy the fruits of awareness through love, truth, beauty, and creativity. But at the same time, you embrace the peaceful, centered detachment that underlies all of existence. This third option, change in the midst of non-change, is the one we favor, because it makes full use of the connection with cosmic mind. On the one hand, there is immense dynamism and change. On the other, there is the reality of pure awareness, the silent source from which all of creation springs. Once you grasp what the options are, it is clear that terms like objective and subjective no longer apply. Outer life and inner life move as one. daily activity is still individual. You are the specific person who wakes up, starts the car, and goes to work. But the consciousness that creates reality is universal. Intriguing as this sounds, we still have to prove that the connection to cosmic mind is real, workable, and an improvement over life being lived without such a connection. If you came from the realm of pure awareness, not simply from your mother's womb, understanding that can cause true transformation of the kind so many people seek and crave.